Trash with Brad and John.
You want to talk some trash?
Well, the Who promised, and they lived up to their word last night. They played Cincinnati for the first time since the concert tragedy of 1979. December 3rd, 1979, 11 of their fans died, 23 concert goers injured during a, well, the story's a stampede, but remember, we talked to the Cincinnati TV reporter a couple of years ago about all this. She did a documentary on this, and she said it was more that they'd been smothered outside of the arena, just people piled on top of people, and they couldn't breathe, and more than injuries, you know, physical type injuries. But anyway, so the Who had promised a few years ago that they were going to come back, and then, you know, that reporter, she did that documentary, and she interviewed Roger and Pete, and we played some of those clips and all that, and then the pandemic happened. And then you're wondering, well, geez, is it ever going to happen, considering the age of the Who, guys?
Yes.
Will this show ever take place? And so the Who, they put it in early in this tour. You know, they didn't put it to the back end of the tour like the show that's at the Climate Pledge in October. They did it early, and they got it in last night and met Cincinnati as the Who. For the first time since 1979. I think one or two of them may have done solo gigs in Cincinnati, but this is the first time that the band played under the name.
And it wasn't in the same exact building, was it? Did they tear that building down? The Riverfront
That was at the
Arena?
Riverfront Coliseum.
Yeah.
Was where that happened.
And this one wasn't there, was
no,
it?
No, this is at a different venue.
Yeah.
And we're going to hear from Pete Townsend in just a second. But what they did, before they even got on stage, Eddie Vedder addressed the crowd. The video board showed a recorded message from Eddie Vedder in which he recalled how Pete Townsend and Roger Daltrey came to his aid after 9 people were killed at a Pearl Jam concert in 2000.
That Roskilde Festival in Holland, I think it was, or Norway.
Eddie told the crowd in Cincinnati last night, "I was hoping to be there to be in Cincinnati tonight. We're all thinking about you. It's a great thing remembering those young people who will never be forgotten." And so then they did it, you know, they invited the family members of families of 9 of the people who were killed were in attendance at the concert. They provided seats in the front for those family members. There were a couple who declined. They had a meal for them before the show and all that. And the show was played. This was a benefit concert. All of the money went to a scholarship linked to the high school where a number of the students who died went to school. All the proceeds there. So Pete Townsend said this to the crowd with that in mind.
"And you probably know that we're not being paid for this, so I'm not going to work very hard." "But it's you are paying, and your money is going to great causes, and many of which are related to what happened back here in Cincinnati in 1979. Which is probably time for us to both remember and try to forget."
And then so they did Love, Rain, or Me was the song that they chose to play with a video montage featuring photos of the 11 victims last night. That was the second to last song. And I think Bob O'Reilly was the last tune. And they were out and they played Cincinnati.
Did you, and you mentioned Pearl Jam, they had a kind of an interesting weekend, too. Did you see their show?
Well, they
show
were without their drummer, right?
Chamberlain. No, it's not.
No.
I can't think of it right now. Anyways, he had tests positive for COVID on Thursday, and so they had a show on that night in Oakland. And so they had a couple guest drummers come in and even pulled a fan up on stage.
Matt Cameron.
I don't know why I couldn't think of that. But and a fan got up and got to play with him in addition to a couple other drummers.
Yeah, he said, Eddie Vedder said, we didn't want to we didn't want to postpone this thing. We knew that you guys had made, you know, all kinds of arrangements and stuff, so we want to do this. So they did it.
That's cool.
You know, worked out.
I saw the set list. It looked like they did most of the songs they wouldn't maybe normally do.
We'll close the trash with some Jimmy Fallon from Friday night.
Southwest Airlines is spending $2 billion to upgrade their planes with faster Wi-Fi, charging ports, and larger overhead bins. Yep. Meanwhile, not to be outdone, Spirit Airlines is adding windows.